Monday kicks off a brand new month, and aboard Naval Air Station Pensacola, a return to a previously used traffic pattern and an exercise aimed at beefing up security. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has a preview.
Beginning February 1st, visitor traffic will be routed to the entrance on Blue Angel Parkway. Commander and Executive Officer Sean Dominguez says that includes all unescorted visitors going to the most popular attractions aboard base.
The National Naval Aviation Museum, the Pensacola Lighthouse, and Fort Barrancas. So those three tourist attractions, those personnel visitors who do not possess valid DOD identification will be required to enter the installation via the West Gate.
The Aviation Museum plays host to nearly 1 million visitors per year. The access change is among directives issued by Navy Secretary Ray Mabus.
The reason we're doing this change is going to bring the installation in alignment with higher headquarters guidance, and it's not in response to any specific threat. So these are changes that were being made just because of the current threat environment, but nothing specific.
The gate off Blue Angel Parkway will get additional personnel and facilities, as the museum, lighthouse, and Fort Barrancas are being turned into what Dominguez calls a controlled area.
It's going to expedite their procedures for getting on base through the back gate. They're not going to have to be vetted at that time. They're just going to show a civilian driver's license, a passport, some type of ID. They'll come through, and we'll have internal checkpoints to ensure that they don't venture any further than those three areas.
Those going to other activities and tourist stops, such as the annual Blue Angels Homecoming Show, Barrancas National Cemetery, and the golf course, will continue to use the main gate on Navy Boulevard.
The changes are really specific to the museum, and those visitors which are coming out of town use our west gate, back gate, and hopefully they won't really notice the change. It's just they're entering the installation via a different gate.
Monday also marks the kickoff of the Navy's annual Solid Curtain Citadel Shield, which is scheduled to run through February 12th. The drill has its roots in the 9/11 attacks and testing the Navy's anti-terrorism and force protection capabilities. The fact that it begins on the same day as the new access pattern, says XO Dominguez, is purely coincidental.
This is a Fleet Forces Command exercise designed to enhance training and readiness of our Naval Security Force personnel. The first week is really more of a local exercise, and then the second week is really when we kind of go nationwide. We'll have various drills throughout the week, some at our main gate. We'll have some across the installation.
The exercises are aimed at testing overall security response with an emphasis on much of the previous planned responses, or PPR. Commander Sean Dominguez is asking for the public's indulgence and cooperation during the 12-day drill.
There might be some slight traffic delays at times. At times you might see the front gate, the back gate shut down momentarily and then reopen again at a later period. Hopefully this should minimize disruptions. And you might see some security personnel occasionally in battle dress running through the installation, doing different things in response to these exercises.
Dominguez says the number one priority for commanding officer Captain Keith Hoskins on down is the safety and security of everyone working at, living near, or visiting NAS Pensacola. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.